really allow you to come in, walk around the site, stay as long as you want.
Meanwhile, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, officials in New Orleans continue the task of identifying remains. There's a morgue now set up in a field in a small community between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. The confirmed death toll in Louisiana is 154. And forecasters are taking a wait-and-see approach toward Hurricane Ophelia, which is currently stationary off the Carolina coast. Her winds have decreased slightly to 80 miles per hour. Our hurricane watch remains in effect from just north of Edisto Beach, South Carolina, to North Carolina's Cape Lookout. WOR time now, 2:03, traffic, sports, and weather coming up next.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At GEICO.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Kids grow up so fast. In fact, between the ages of 3 and 8, kids typically grow 33% taller. So we pack delicious Nestle Nesquik with 33% more calcium than milk alone to help build strong bones. Of course, 33% more kid to play with means 33% more toys to step on and 33% more questions to answer. But really, it's all 33% more kid to love. Packed with extra calcium, Nestle Nesquik is kid delicious, mom nutritious.
This is my friend Rick.
Hi.
Anyway, Rick thinks it's not manly to have a fresh-smelling car. Rick, do you prefer to have your car smelling like stale drive-thru or, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Makes sense to me. Rick, you should try using new Glade car-scented oil because nothing freshens like it. By clipping it on your air vent, you release Glade fragrances and attract the ladies.
Ladies?
That's right, Rick. Get used to the idea. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Last season on CBS.
Get down! Get down!
Without a trace, agents were caught in the line of fire.
I need an ambulance!
Now, they're out for revenge.
Man's a terrorist and a killer. Now, what do you know?
But what the missing persons unit will find...
Tell me what the hell is going on.
Oh, my God, no!
...is more than you can imagine.
This is going to end right here and right now.
Without a Trace, the new season begins CBS Thursday, September 29th after CSI. Don't miss a minute.
It's 2:05 at WOR traffic time. Westbound Belt heavy from JFK to Leverett with an unauthorized tractor-trailer now cleared. Inbound Holland, traffic stopped temporarily from the turnpike approach because of Bike Sunday, 15 minutes from the 1-9 approach. In sports, Jets losing to Kansas City in the second, 17-0. The Giants in Arizona get underway in the Meadowlands at 4:15. Baseball, Yankees lead Boston 1-0 in the third. Mets in St. Louis getting underway about 10 minutes from now out in Missouri. And men's singles tennis today at the U.S. Open, Roger Federer versus Andre Agassi. WOR weather for this Sunday, sunshine for the remainder of the day, high 79 degrees. Clear tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high around 90 degrees. Clear skies, Monday night, low 72. The outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 87 degrees. It's sunny right now and 78 here at WOR. Stay tuned now for the Wilner Window. It's coming up next. Next news at 3. I'm Karen McHugh, reporting from the WOR News Center.
Radio 710 WOR.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts, Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we also have our co-host, Sam Forbes. Sam is a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Thanks, Arnie. Good to be here.
And we also have a special guest with us today who many of you will recognize from several previous shows. Her name is Lorna Vanderhaeg, and Lorna is a well-known author and contributes to health and nutrition magazines. And she's written many books, including Healthy Immunity, Healthy Fats for Life, No More HRT, Menopause, Treat the Cause, and probably a couple others that I haven't mentioned. So welcome to the Wilner Window, Lorna.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Okay, Lorna, this is Don. We want to start off this discussion today by talking about menopause and related problems. Menopause, of course, is a natural part of life. As a woman's productive years come to an end, hormone-mediated changes naturally take place. I guess from a philosophical standpoint, one could argue whether these changes are for the good or not. Regardless, it's something that really can't be changed. In a way, it's like the recent hurricane down in the Gulf. You know, nature happens. But we, perhaps as a result of the amazing increases in technology during our lifetimes, have sort of come to think that we can, or at least should be able to, control nature rather than have nature control us. The idea, for example, that this hurricane was just too much for us to handle is unacceptable. Instead, you know, we were guilty of not being properly prepared for it and guilty of not being able to properly deal with it when it hit, or guilty of not adequately coping with the aftermath. Well, in some ways, this is like menopause. We've come to expect that we can step in and control what nature is trying to do. We're not ready to accept the consequences. Are the results of menopause, you know, those symptoms that totally disrupt some women's lives, really that much different today than they were in years past? Are they worse, or are we just less willing to live with this discomfort than women were previously? And if they are indeed worse, why is this the case?
So here's the problem. First, just as we're asking how we could have been better prepared for this past hurricane and for future hurricanes, how can we better prepare for menopause? Are there things that women can do earlier in life that will enhance their ability to deal with menopause and its after effects? Second, how can we better cope with the changes that take place when the hurricane, or menopause that is, actually hits? And that encompasses two things, the actual damage and the discomfort or symptoms that accompany the damage. And third, how do we handle the recovery? Is there anything that can be done to support the rebuilding process or optimize function after these hormonal changes have taken place? Even though the storm has passed, why should we not anticipate a long, healthy, and productive life for many long years afterwards? How about that, Lorna?
Oh, it sounds great. Well, and there's lots of answers to those many, many questions. I think number one is that not every woman goes through a nightmare menopause, and I think that's important because many women are just absolutely terrified of this time of their life because they've heard from a friend what she went through. But, you know, we're not looking at every single woman having a terrible time when her periods stop. And I think one of the questions you brought up that was very, very important is, can women do anything to prevent a negative menopause? And that's probably the most important question because we get lots of early warning signs when we're younger that menopause is going to be a nightmare. We're told by some of our symptoms in our 20s and 30s and 40s that our hormones are out of balance. And if we ignore those symptoms or we don't get the proper kind of treatment for those symptoms, then yes, menopause could be a real problem. And when we look at younger women who are suffering with things like endometriosis and heavy periods and ovarian cysts and hormonal acne and lumpy, painful breasts, all of these things are telling us long before we ever hit menopause that were having problems.
Okay. So in the case of things like, as you say, breast lumps and stuff like that, what's a woman supposed to do?
Okay, well, if we're looking at those conditions, which we call those estrogen-dominant conditions, what we want to do is, of course, get our estrogen to progesterone ratio balanced out. And we can do that using nutrients and herbs and also cleaning up our environment. We know that the environment is full of estrogens, not healthy estrogens, but man-made chemical forms of estrogen. And when these get into the human body, they wreak havoc with our own hormones because too much estrogen in the body causes progesterone to drop. And, of course, we need them in this nice symphony in order to have, you know, hormone-free problems. So one of the things we can do, of course, is start to eat organic foods because we know that pesticides are one of the largest sources of environmental estrogens. We can also clean up our cosmetics, especially for women, because a lot of the cosmetics also contain things like phthalates and other ingredients that act like estrogen in the body. So women tend to be more susceptible to estrogen dominance, not because of their own body hormones, but simply because the environment and some of the products that we use increase our estrogen levels. So that's number one, clean those up. And then there are nutrients that work very quickly to balance out the estrogen and progesterone ratio and also keep our estrogens in their healthy form. And one of those in particular is indole-3-carbinol. And this is a nutrient found in broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and kale. We'd have to eat about 10 cups of it, of those vegetables a day to get adequate amounts of indole-3-carbinol. So I like the supplement form, and it's been extensively researched, over 400 studies in women, for everything from keeping our pap smears normal to reducing heavy periods for, up to its use in breast cancer.
Well, let me interrupt just for a moment, Lorna, because you kind of also just answered one of the other questions I posed when I said earlier, when I asked whether or not the problems with menopause are worse now than they used to be, and if so, why? And what you're pointing out is that indeed they could be worse because women are now being exposed to estrogens and estrogen-like materials in the environment that perhaps they were not exposed to hundreds of years ago.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We actually do know that women in North America suffer far worse menopause symptoms than women in other countries like South Africa and Australia, and also, of course, in countries where they predominantly eat vegetable-based diets. The North American women do have worse menopause today than, say, their grandmothers or great-grandmothers did, and it's quite interesting considering we have, you know, massive amounts of drugs that are currently being offered to women during menopause. You'd think it would be better, and yet it's far, far worse. And I think a lot of this has to do with our environment. It also has a lot to do with our stress levels. And what women need to understand is that when your ovaries shut down, your adrenal glands are, they're going to kick in and give you some estrogen because in both men and women, our adrenal glands are a source of estrogen. Then your liver processes and packages those hormones and your thyroid gland interplays with all of it. So if you're exhausted because you've been working full time, raising kids full time, trying to keep your life in order full time, by the time you hit 50, if you're tired, and most of us are, then of course your adrenal glands are what we call exhausted. They're not providing you with adequate amounts of estrogen. Maybe your liver is a bit too tired. And we have 20 to 25% of the U.S. female population that's currently taking Synthroid or Thyroxin, so we know low thyroid also is playing a big fat role in our nasty menopausal symptoms.
One last question before the break, Arnie, if
go
you
ahead.
Don't mind.
Quickly?
Because, okay. Well, yeah. A couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking now about a premenopause and what we can do to kind of prevent some of the serious problems. And you're talking about the estrogens in the environment. You mentioned the indole-3-carbinol. Is there a role early on for those things that are rich in the phytoestrogens, like the soys and the flax seeds and things of that sort, before menopause sets in?
Oh, well, I think that we should be, first off, you know, I frankly like fermented soy products better than regular soy products. And the reason for that is if we look at Asian diets, where those women tend to have less menopausal symptoms than North American women, they're not eating soybeans or drinking soy milk. They're eating fermented soy products. So I really like the fermented soy products better, because if we're going to take the research from one culture and try and transport it into the U.S., then we should be actually eating the same substance that they are. So things like tempeh and miso, and I know in the health food store there are fermented soy isoflavones. So I like those better.
Right, but these things should be part, or should be a greater part of the diet in the earlier years to kind of offset this increased exposure to environmental estrogens.
I actually think that the research showing that eating more cruciferous vegetables and flax seeds and lentils and things such as this, that those would be better things to include in our diet, and, you know, to eat, just frankly, more vegetables and fish and, you know, free-range chicken and eggs.
Good. Okay, so an overall better diet, less junk food, less empty-calorie foods, healthier foods, fermented malt, fermented grapes, fermented soy. These are all good. Okay. Okay, Arnie, I'm going to pass the microphone back to you.
All righty. It's time for a short break. You are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, we'll begin taking your calls a little later, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeghe, and we'll all be back after these messages.
First, are you looking for a place to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Reference articles, reprints, or radio program excerpts, or even a link to health notes, or a way to see search through all this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows or hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information or to search for products by the name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily, securely, and at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all that by visiting either of our two Wilner Chemist stores, but now, of course, you can do it another way by logging on to the new and improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner, and that's Wilner with two L's, folks, .com. Let me give it to you again, www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. It's the new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Looking for an easy way to get your vitamin E without the hassle of a pill? Introducing the liquid vitamin E you take with a spoon. Science recognizes that natural vitamin E is absorbed more efficiently than other forms. Liquid vitamin E from Nature's Answer combines all natural mixed tocopherols, including D, alpha, beta, and gamma, in a unique base of extra virgin olive oil, avocado, and macadamia nut oils. This antioxidant delivers powerful support in an easy-to-absorb form.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
What is strontium? Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium, in fact, has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s, and recent studies show that strontium promotes bone formation and decreases bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker Supplement contains strontium citrate, a form of strontium that is a safe and effective dietary supplement. To maximize bone health and combat osteoporosis, Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker should be part of your supplement program. And there is no better time than now to stock up on strontium, as Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker 340 milligram 60 capsule size is now on sale at one half price at Wilner Chemists. Doctor's Best science-based nutrition.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeghe. And we're talking about menopause. And Lorna, you mentioned some nice things that women can do all along, or even earlier in life, to help with some of the preventing a difficult menopause. But these days, we get a lot of presentations, at least a lot of women presenting, you know, coming into the store, and they you know, just really complaining about menopausal symptoms, and they don't want to take hormone replacement therapy. Well, where do they start at this point?
Well, if a woman's already in that situation where she's suffering with menopausal symptoms, then, of course, we want to give them very fast relief, and that's the key. And, you know, we can always use natural hormones, but the issue with that, of course, is that you've got to be monitored quite closely by your physician and get the dosage correctly and that type of thing. And a lot of women are just very, very nervous about using hormones, whether they're natural or synthetic. And for those women, the things that we want to look at are using black cohosh along with Vitex. And, you know, one of the nice things about Vitex is that it stops the male facial hair growth that a lot of women get in menopause. It works for the mood swings. It helps to enhance progesterone naturally. And when it's combined along with black cohosh and some other things like gamma arisinol, we see very, very rapid reduction in hot flashes and night sweats. And one of the issues with black cohosh is that most people don't realize that the maximum benefit we get from black cohosh is at the 12th week. So if women are starting on this particular herb, I always tell them, first off, look for a combination formula, because I like the rounded out effect, which some of the other herbs that are also known to stop hot flashes and night sweats do, in combination with the black cohosh. And, you know, you may see a reduction in your hot flashes over a 12-week period, not instantaneously. And a lot of women that email me will quit black cohosh a week into taking it because they didn't get instantaneous results. So I think it's important that we let women know that the change we'll see is gradual. The more things they do, meaning if they change their diet to a predominantly vegetable-based diet, if they eat good healthy fats like omega-3s from fish oil and flax, they'll see a faster reduction in hot flashes and night sweats, which tend to be the number one symptom in menopausal women. Women should also be looking at supporting their adrenal glands, and there's some great formulas in the health food store for adrenal support, because remember, you want those adrenals to be giving you that estrogen that you need to get through this period, and you want to reduce your stress levels and your cortisol levels in the body. And nutrients like Adrenosense that can carry ashwagandha and rhodiola and these types of herbs that have been found to really support and nourish the adrenals help women during this time, too.
Okay, and I know there are other combination products. For example, I know Natural Factors makes a product called Menosense, which
yes.
is a combination of a few of the herbs you spoke about earlier.
Yes, Menosense is a very, very effective formula. I know that we get great feedback through emails in regards from women who've tried many different combinations, or some of them who've just tried black cohosh all on their own. And the formula is designed to really deal with all the aspects of menopause, not just the hot flashes and night sweats, so women get improvement with mood swings and vaginal dryness. And one of the nice things that we see happen when women take Adrenosense, one of the hallmark symptoms of menopause is insomnia. So a lot of women will fall asleep just fine, but wake up 2 or 3 hours later wide awake. They're wandering the house until 5 in the morning. And then they crash back to sleep again. Well, Adrenosense helps to deal with that adrenal exhaustion that we see in women that promotes insomnia, particularly in menopausal women.
Okay, now, there's also a new, I guess it's a new packaged product from Natural Factors. It comes in a packet. It's called Women's Essentials, I think. It's a combination of a multivitamin, and it has some of the oils. And I saw the oils that you recommend in there, or that are there, are really primrose and flax. They didn't include fish.
Right. Well, there was a reason for that. The multi essentials is a combination. First off, it comes in packets, And I developed this particular formula because what I found is that, you know what, when we buy our nutrients all in individual bottles, well, if you run out of your vitamin C first or your vitamin Bs, well, often people will wait till, you know, they've run out a few different things before they go and replenish it. Or you're not really getting a full complement of all the nutrients that you need. So the packet is simple and easy. It contains all of your bone nutrients, so you don't need extra calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. It contains all of the minerals you need for proper heart health and thyroid, all of the vitamins. And this formula is designed specifically for women from the age of 12 until they die.
Oh, you know what, Lorna? We need to pause right now for a break, including a check on traffic, and we'll finish that answer as soon as we get back. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR, and we'll be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. In Somerset County, westbound Route 78, there's a left-lane accident before exit 40 in Watchung. In Jersey City, northbound Route 1 and 9, there's a right-lane stall at Tunnelly Avenue. And also, keep in mind, the Giants host Arizona at 415, so expect delays on Routes 317, 120, and the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur, especially exiting at 16W. The inbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower decks, 30 minutes, no problems outbound. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel look good. The inbound Holland is doing fine from both approaches. No problems leaving the city. Both ways of the Brooklyn Bridge are heavy. The southbound BQE is heavy from the Brooklyn Bridge to Hamilton Avenue. All lanes are temporarily closed for a motorcycle run. On Long Island, eastbound Route 25A, there's an accident at Deerfield Drive blocking all lanes. And in Manhattan, the 9/11 remembrance is taking place at Ground Zero. Avoid the area between West Street and Broadway from Chambers to Rector Streets until 8 tonight. Also, both ways of West Street have two-way traffic. This report brought to you by EB Games. The more you trade, the more you're paid there. Trade in five PlayStation 2, Xbox, or GameCube games by October 1st and get $5 extra in-store credit per game. Get paid for your games at EB Games. Restrictions apply. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, all you folks out there know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Well, a Q-Absorb from Jaru Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10 supplements, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that when Q-Absorb is taken, it expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produces near normal endothelial function. So, don't just ask for CoQ10, ask for Q-Absorb. Absorb from Jaru Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Jaru Formulas products, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeg. And one of the books, by the way, that Lorna wrote is called An A to Z Women's Guide to Vibrant Health. It's a short book, about 125 pages, and it's but the thing I want to point out is on the cover there are three very, very good-looking blonde ladies. And you'll have to guess which one is Lorna, because it's Lorna and her two daughters. So you have to guess which one is Lorna when you look at that cover. Okay.
I'm blushing now.
Okay. Anyway, let me give you the phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'll begin taking your call shortly. But before we get to the phones, I want to tell you about the sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have selected items from Natrol, Natron, and Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should. Just ask for it. Our number at the store, 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. That's 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
Or probably the best choice, of course, is if you come to one of our stores in Manhattan and pick up a catalog. Our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. That's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. If you happen to be in the downtown area or Brooklyn, you can come to our store at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Lorna, one more question before we get to the phones. If a woman is taking HRT, hormone replacement therapy, at this point, and, you know, she wants to stop for various or whatever reasons, or her doctor tells her to stop, how can she sort of blend in the nutritional formulas and products so that she gets the least amount of discomfort?
Well, that's a great question. First off, we want to wean off the hormones over a longer period of time. If you've been on HRT for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years, of course, we don't want to just stop those over a couple of weeks. So the slow process of weaning off is probably the best. And what I've found that works very, very well if women are on the pill forms of HRT is that they take one day of their HRT, one day of Manosense, one day HRT, one day of Manosense. Do that for a few weeks. Then you eventually want to get to the place where you're doing, you know, 2 days of Manosense, one day of hormones, 2 days of Manosense, one day of hormones, until you're down to just one day a week of hormones. And women shouldn't get frustrated. I've seen some women get off their hormones in 6 weeks, and other women it sometimes takes them a year. But the key is to come off those hormones symptom-free, use the natural remedies, make sure you're on a really good multivitamin with minerals, that you're walking, that you're eating better, and that you're taking Manosense, and you should be able to wean off those hormones without the recurrence of your hot flashes and night sweats, and you'll feel great.
I have a question, Lorna. You know, you didn't mention, well, you did mention estrogen dominance, and that's a phrase I guess first coined way back when Dr. John Lee had talked about it and was concerned about the, or discovered the importance or role of progesterone, and a number of companies now have all along had these progesterone creams, topical creams. Do you think they're of any value or use?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the one key with progesterone creams is that the women who use them have to understand, although you bought them on a counter in a health food store or pharmacy, mm-hmm. they're still a very potent drug. And one of the things that Dr. Jensen and I found when we wrote No More HRT, Menopause, Treat the Cause, is that women were treating progesterone cream like candy. And so they'd stick their finger in and scoop up a bunch of it and massage it on instead of measuring it out like it's supposed to be. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest issues with progesterone is that people don't measure their dosage. They lose the teaspoon or the measuring spoon right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can't say enough about progesterone cream when women have very horrible uterine fibroids with heavy, heavy periods. We use progesterone cream along with Estrosense for about a month until women's periods normalize, and then they can just continue on with the Estrosense, which is a combination of indole-3-carbinol and other nutrients to balance out this estrogen dominance problem.
Thank you.
All righty.
Lonnie, can I suggest something before
sure.
we get to the phones? We've mentioned a number of products now, one of which I can't find on our website.
It's a new one. The
multi-essentials?
The women's... the multi-essentials for women, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
is it? Oh, okay,
yeah,
because,
that's
you know, I know we have the women's multi-start and the women's multi-start plus, but those are just...
We put it in the counterpoint, but we didn't get to upload it to the site yet.
Okay, so it's okay. All right, well, and of course we've mentioned Menosense.
Right.
Which I think we should caution. You know, we had some women last time we had Lorna on who ordered the product thinking it was something they gave their husbands to make them smarter. and that's not what Menosense is really designed for. Anyway, so we mentioned Menosense. We mentioned the Estrosense, the adrenal.
Adrenosense.
Yeah, okay. So here's three products. Now, would the Estrosense be something that is utilized perhaps a premenopausal and the Menosense more during menopause?
Yes.
Okay.
You're really suffering with hot flashes and night sweats, you want to do Menosense. Estrosense is for women with uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, heavy periods, hormonal acne, women who are suffering with abnormal pap smears as well. That's another one. And for general breast health, it also helps to reduce your risk of breast cancer, and it gets rid of those nasty breast lumps very, very quickly within two menstrual cycles. Of course, women in menopause also have breasts, so we want to protect our breasts. But if you're really suffering with hot flashes and night sweats, I always like people to deal with that first. You can always add Estrosense later to reduce your risk of breast cancer and protect your breasts.
And would you utilize this new multivitamin product that you've formulated recently along with either one of these at both stages?
Yes, well, the multi-essentials for women is designed to be taken from the time you're 12 until you die as a base formula. And it's interesting how people will often be taking a CoQ10 or a lipoic acid but have no base formula. And you had asked me earlier why evening primrose and flaxseed oil instead of fish. And the reason for that is, well, women need the GLA and evening primrose for their hormones and for their skin. The flax oil is an alternative to fish-based omega-3s only because vegetarians don't like to take fish oil. So we just wanted to make the formula available to vegetarians as well.
Okay. And by the way, Arnie, now that I'm looking under multi-essentials rather than women, I see that it is in our database on the website. So,
oh, lovely.
I don't have an informational link next to it, however, but I want to point out to the listeners that if they want to see the actual ingredients on all the various products that we mentioned, except the multi-essentials for women, if you go to the Wilner website, the easiest thing is to go to the place on the left where you can select products by manufacturer. You scroll down a little pop-down list. You'll see natural factors. Click on that, and then you will see next to the listing of each product's name is a little button for information. And if you click on that, you will get a small PDF file that lists all the ingredients of the various products we're talking about: Estrosense, Menosense, Adrenosense, Not multi-essentials for women, although it is in there with the price.
All righty. And, okay, let's take a question from Rachel from New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window. Are you there, Rachel? No, Rachel was on her car phone, so I guess she got disconnected. All right.
She needs some auto sense.
Auto sense. All right. Let's say hello to Robert. Are you there, Robert?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Pleasure talking with you. Just a quick question on promoting joint therapy. Just a brief synopsis of myself. I'm 41 years old. Active lifestyle. I train about 4 or 5 times a week. Do about, give or take 20 miles on road work, aerobic fitness, and lifting. It's come to the point now where, being 41 years old, my joints are killing me. My diet lacks as far as, like, I guess, repairing when I'm complete with my workouts. Never really has hurt me before, but within, like, the last year or so, I'm just dying after workouts and after, like, first 2-3 days after my routines. Knees, ankles, shoulders, not so much pain, but just more of a nagging thing. And I don't know where I'm lacking in my diet. I have a pretty good diet as far as, vegetables, fruits, but I think where I'm lacking is supplementation as far as promoting healthy joints, and I'm not really sure where to turn. And I don't know, maybe in just a, this is a, I guess a two-part question, lately I've been looking at green tea, and I don't know if that's going to promote healthy joints or not.
Okay. Well, it's a very good question, and, you know, often as we age, we start to notice our joints more. So, I mean, at 20, very few of us notice that we have knees and hips, and somewhere around 40, all of a sudden you start to notice when you're getting out of a chair. What you've got happening is inflammation, and it's not uncommon in athletes and people who train such as yourself for them to have increased inflammation. And I think one of the most exciting nutrients currently on the market for joint inflammation and to reduce pain and relubricate joints and to stop your immune system from sending out all those inflammatory factors in the first place would be something called Selladrin. And Selladrin is a very special fatty acid that comes in capsules, and it also comes in a cream form. And so you would use the capsules every day, 3 capsules per day, and you would use the cream massaged into the joints. And what's really interesting about the cream study, both of these forms of Selladrin have been published in the Journal of Rheumatology, which is one of the most respected arthritis journals in the world. And in the cream study, Dr. Kramer at the University of Connecticut had people with very severe osteoarthritis of the knees, so they had very painful knees, apply the cream morning and night, and they tested them after 30 minutes after application of the cream, and they found that 100% of the participants in the treatment group had relief from their pain, were better able to walk up and down stairs, could get out of a chair faster. But the hallmark, of course, was that they had pain reduction. And I've just seen amazing results in athletes and bodybuilders and people who run and work out using the Selladrin capsules to just get that mobility back in the joints so there's no inflammation happening.
Okay. Thanks for that answer, Lorna. And, yeah, go ahead, Don.
I know we got to take a break, but I would add to that that, number one, make sure that he's taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, plenty of calcium, magnesium, and so forth. Make sure that he's not suffering from some actual structural problems. And natural factors, besides the Selladrin, natural factors has a nice combination that I would suggest he should take right along with the Selladrin. It's the MSM joint formula. It has, as you can tell by the name, it has MSM. It also has glucosamine, and it has chondroitin sulfate, in a nice mixture. So that would, I think, to really get the most response as quickly as possible, taking MSM joint formula along with the Selladrin would be excellent.
All right, good point. And you mentioned green tea, Robert. That's always good to take, but I don't know if it would have any significant effect on your joints.
In terms of the diet, you can maybe cut down on meat products, eat more fish, more vegetables, and you can also try to avoid wheat or grains. Some people have, there's a pro-inflammatory effect that can occur with a wheat or gluten allergy.
Okay, thanks, Sam. All righty, we're going to pause for that short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who had difficulty getting in earlier. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeghe, and we'll be back after this message from Natrol. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs: attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always discount priced. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
Thank you, Arnie. You know, when it comes to multiple choices, there's one that gives you more, the new, improved, more than a multiple, multivitamin supplement from American Health, designed to be the very best multi you can buy. The new, improved, more than a multiple is a mega potency formula containing more than 50 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and energy-rich whole food concentrates with more calcium, zinc, B1, and B2 than other leading brands. Plus, you'll find omega oils for metabolic health, lycopene for the immune system, and lipoic acid, the universal antioxidant. And American Health's unique time-release delivery system means up to 8 hours of nutritional support. More than a multiple from American Health, it's all the nutrition you need in one convenient package. That's why they call it more than a multiple. It's also available in an iron-free vegetarian formula. Ask for American Health's More Than Multiple at Wilner Chemists or other fine health food stores.
Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function, and one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi-Collection of Multivitamin Supplements. Alrighty, and a lot of people on the phones waiting to ask their questions. And let's say hello to Karen from Midland Park, New Jersey.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a number of uterine fibroids which have caused so much heavy bleeding over the past number of years. And this week I'm going for a consultation to ask about a uterine artery embolization procedure to help them. But I'm so interested in the products that you mentioned, the Estrosense and also the progesterone cream. Would that help shrink my fibroids? And if so, how quickly would it work?
Yes, that's a very, very good question. Well, I used Estrosense to shrink my uterine fibroids. And when I first was diagnosed with fibroids, I had similar symptoms to you. They cause very heavy bleeding. And fibroids are the number one reason for hysterectomy in the U.S. today. And so I started out using 4 capsules per day of the Estrosense. I also applied progesterone cream morning and night, half a teaspoon. And within 2 menstrual cycles,
periods normalize doing this type of treatment. You don't stop the progesterone cream during the period. You go right through. In the third month, I stopped using the progesterone cream. By then, I was already having periods that went from, you know, 2 weeks down to 4 days, and they were normal. So I knew the fibroids were starting to be dealt with. The doctor, the gynecologist didn't want to do another ultrasound for 6 months. When I went back to have an ultrasound, my fibroids had shrunk by 12%, and I have stayed on the EstroSense ever since that day. So since then, after 2 years of taking EstroSense 4 capsules a day, my fibroids has shrunk by just under 25%. Uterine embolization is a great method to use if you have, you know, one very large fibroid. Be cautious. Some women also end up with hysterectomy because the uterus doesn't like to be played with, and it's one of the side effects. But definitely use the EstroSense and the progesterone, natural progesterone cream.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Karen. And next is June from Brooklyn.
Hello. Well, she just answered my first question about fibroids, so I'll ask my next question. I think it's very difficult in reducing getting weight loss, and I've been told it's because of I'm approaching menopausal level. I'm 47, and can you give me any information how to reduce weight loss at this time?
Okay. So you're having weight loss, or you're having a hard time losing weight?
I'm having a hard time losing weight.
Okay. A lot of women in our 40s and then into our 50s, it seems like every year it's 5 pounds, it's 10 pounds. One of the things that causes this, of course, is insulin sensitivity, also a surge in estrogen. So although the drug companies would like to think that we're all estrogen deficient, when we have these surges in estrogen, we tend to develop something called estrogen belly. It's like a spare tire around the middle that doesn't seem to want to go anywhere. So we can use things like EstroSense. We can also use a protein-based diet. And one thing all women want to do is start the day with protein, because we know that a protein-based breakfast, so no carbohydrates, you want to have something like an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, protein powder in organic yogurt, that type of thing, to jumpstart your metabolism and give your thyroid the amino acids it needs. The other thing you want to do is go and have your thyroid checked, and you want to have three tests, a TSH, a T3, and a T4, because a lot of women in our 40s and into our 50s, our thyroid drops, and it's very difficult to lose weight. Your metabolism slows, and it's like you start starving yourself and exercising, and nothing is working for the weight to come off, and it has a lot to do with low thyroid. And in the health food store, I know that Wilner Chemist carries a couple of products, one called Thyroid Health by Dr. Murray and the other one ThyroSense. And this I have found for women who are trying to lose weight, when they combine it with a protein-based diet with lots and lots of green vegetables, it really helps. It really makes a difference in thyroid function, and it's something that's safe to take along with thyroid medication as well.
Lordy, you mentioned a high-protein diet. Are you also sort of conveying that you have to lessen your carbohydrate intake? Because you did mention something about insulin or insulin sensitivity, or perhaps are we talking about insulin insensitivity?
Right. Very good question. What I'm hoping that a lot of women who are listening will do, and men as well, is look at the kind of carbohydrates they eat, because we have good carbohydrates and bad carbohydrates, and the bad carbohydrates, of course, are all the processed packaged foods and all the white foods, white flour, white sugar, white rice, white pasta, white potatoes, and switch to all the really good, healthy carbohydrates. So if you're going to eat carbs, you're going to eat now vegetables and fruit, and I would even limit fruit to one piece of fruit a day if I was a woman who was trying to lose that estrogen belly around the middle. So lots of green vegetables, good sources of protein, and eat throughout the day. Women tend to starve themselves, which is the worst thing we can do, because it lowers our metabolic rate. And then when we do eat, all the food is stored as fat. So we got to re-convince our metabolism to work properly, especially in our 40s and 50s. And that's where starting the day with protein, having a little snack with even a little bit of protein halfway through the morning, and then lunch is a great big green everything with either fish or chicken or hard-boiled eggs or tuna, and then similar type meals for dinner time, and you'll see the weight start to come off, and you'll also feel better, and it'll get you ready for menopause.
I would also recommend a product, although I think it's probably most important to focus on diet and exercise that you're talking about, but there is a supplement that seems to be pretty effective, and I think it's worth mentioning. It's called CLA. Conjugated linoleic acid, and it also seems to contribute to healthy carbohydrate balance as well.
Yes, CLA is a great fat that actually burns fat, and I just finished writing an article this morning on it. One of the nice things about CLA, when it was taken in the 4,000 to 6,000 milligram per day dosage, mm-hmm. is that people didn't even change their diet, and they lost weight and increased lean muscle mass. So it's one of those nice beneficial things you can add to a healthy diet. And another thing that I'd look at is PGX. And PGX is a very special fiber found in a supplement called Slim Styles that Natural Factors makes. It's also found in capsules and little crunchies as well. And it has been researched at the University of Toronto to get blood sugar in balance and also to stop food cravings. When you use anything with PGX in it, you just are not hungry. You feel satisfied. Your brain feels satisfied. And for women, our hormones function better when we're in that state.
Okay. Thanks, Lorna, and thanks for that call, June. Lorna, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. And as you know, this is a two-hour show. Will you be able to be with us this second hour?
Oh, certainly. I'd love to.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, folks, so Lorna will be with us. And those of you who are on the phones with questions for Lorna, please stay right there. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, as I said, folks, this is a two-hour show, and Don and Sam, myself, and Lorna will all be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's sunny and 79 degrees outside on this September the 11th. I'm Jared McHugh with the news. The voices of the famous and not so famous echoed across the area known forevermore as Ground Zero today, as family members, siblings of those killed on 9/11 gathered to read the names and remember the day America was attacked 4 years ago. Among those present, former Mayor of New York Giuliani, who became known as America's mayor in the days and weeks following September 11th, WR's Jim Smith was with him today as Rudy remembered.
Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani says looking out over Ground Zero brings back vivid memories.
I see the buildings on fire. I see people jumping out of the windows. I see people that were hit before all that happened by debris.
And he remembers the extraordinary bravery.
And so many people have told me that they maybe wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the firefighters walking into the fire while they were walking out. That's the thing that calmed them. That's the thing that helped them.
He says it's important for those stories to be told. At Ground Zero, Jim Smith, WOR News.
About 1,000 people gathered on the South Lawn of the White House today to commemorate ceremonies in Washington, as well as about 1,000 more attending a memorial in the tiny town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Many others who came to where the Twin Towers once stood to pause and pray. Among them, James Finkel of Connecticut.
I wanted to come down and pay my respects as best that I could. Just say I'm sorry to all those that are no longer with us.
And this woman from Queens, Mimi Schmidtgall.
On the day, it's terrible. I went to the cemetery this morning and all that already, but it's heartbreaking. You still miss them. Their fathers, their kids miss them.
And correspondent Tom Foti now reports from Washington, where they held a special ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
At the White House at exactly 8:46 a.m. local time, the president, the vice president, their families, cabinet, and staff recalled the events of 4 years ago with a moment of silence. While over at the Pentagon, the highlight was a march sponsored by the Defense Department.
To show American unity and love for freedom, and just to show we're not afraid to all get together in front of the Pentagon.
And in the midst of cleaning up after one horror, firefighters in New Orleans paused to remember today as well. Recovery work from Hurricane Katrina was suspended for a few moments while some of New York's bravest and other cities observed the fourth anniversary of 9/11. It remains a wait-and-see game off the Carolina coast right now as Hurricane Ophelia sits stationary on...